On this glorious second Sunday of Easter, we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, the truth that God's mercy is everlasting. If we look for a moment at today's passage from John's Gospel, one can only imagine the reaction of the disciples of Jesus to Thomas when he refused to believe their story about the risen Lord's appearance to them the evening of that first day of the week. After all, the other disciples were all in the room when Jesus appeared to them. Had any of them not been there, isn't it likely that they too would have found the story of Jesus' resurrection a little difficult to take seriously? The risen Jesus more than makes up for the disciples' lack of patience for Thomas. Jesus not only invited Thomas to put his hand into his side and to look at the wounds in his hands, but Jesus gently calls Thomas to faith. A faith that will allow him to go beyond his doubts and fears and to receive the same spirit that Jesus had breathed upon the other disciples. Like Thomas, we too struggle at times with doubts and uncertainties. We too sometimes have a hard time believing that which we cannot see. So the invitation of Jesus to Thomas, to faith, to belief, Jesus also extends to us. The Lord graciously and freely bestows his mercy, his love, and his compassion into our lives to sustain us in the face of all that concerns and troubles us. However, it is not enough for us to simply receive this gift of God's mercy. No, Jesus calls us to become channels of God's mercy, to become channels of his mercy in a world that so sorely needs it. We show God's mercy to others, as Jesus suggests, when we forgive others as we have been forgiven. But we also do it through countless acts of kindness directed to those around us. God's mercy requires us to be meek and humble. It challenges us to show God's love and forgiveness equally and without fear or favor. God's mercy calls us to be reconciled with God and with one another, sowing the seeds of mercy in our world today. On Easter Sunday, we celebrated God's gift of new life. Today, we celebrate the gift of God's enduring mercy, a gift to be received and shared by us with hearts full of love and gratitude, with hearts that echo Thomas's response to this tremendous gift, "My Lord and my God." May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.